Good night, everybody.
Happy Thursday, coming to you from the heart of America. That would be the deep red state of Tennessee on rumble.com/LFATV. Pre-recorded today. As you know, it's Thursday. Welcome to Ungoverned. Good evening to the Ungovernables, the Captain's Crew, the LFA family, McGroin Nation. Welcome, welcome, welcome on a Thursday here. Again, pre-recorded. Be showing up on Newsmax in just a few minutes with Carl Higbee. For Culture Clash, always a fun segment. Everyone says, oh, it's my favorite day of the week because you're on Newsmax Thursdays. It's great with Carl and Kay and everybody on the Thursday Culture Clash. And Carl has a great show all 5 days. We'll be on there today. So we're pre-recorded here today, but I'll be hanging out with you in the chat. That's the best thing. That's the the silver lining is I can come hang out with you guys in the chat. As we go through the show, no excuse to not share or to not rumble or to not leave us comments below. As you know, it's going to be another good one today. We have interesting things to talk about now. The news cycle has been somewhat slow. The stuff in New York City has been, it's given us something to speak about for sure. It's allowed us to kind of draw the parallels between the modern, you know, left in the United States and the Nazi party. I'm so sick and tired of hearing Trump supporters are Nazi sympathizers and Donald Trump called neo-Nazis very fine people. You actually have people now like threatening Jews, attacking Jews, keeping Jews from coming onto college campuses, keeping Jewish professors from going to work. Saying we are all Hamas and calling somebody with the Israeli flag wrapped around their neck a pig. Those aren't Trump supporters doing that. So we've had that. I really want to talk about the Trump court case, but folks, it's so boring. I mean, it is. The Stormy Daniels, Alvin Bragg, there's a guy named Pecker and a porn star now testifying. You know, come on. I mean, if SNL still wanted to be funny, you would mock this case into oblivion. You have a porn star, Stormy Daniels. I wouldn't touch her with a 10-foot pole. You know what I'm talking about. Another porn star, Karen McDougal. And a guy named Pecker testifying against Donald Trump. The jokes write themselves. SNL, missing big. Anyway. I want to talk about that, but not about the particulars of that case. Because, folks, I got to be honest, I have no idea what the hell is going on there. I don't think anybody knows what Trump is actually on trial for. It's a political witch hunt. And let me tell you something. It is backfiring, and I'm not just saying that, oh, it's a right-wing talking point, 5D chess, everything backfires on the left. No, no, no. This case is backfiring bigly, on the left. I could tell you this, right? Because and I'm a huge believer of Dan Bongino. I love his show. I've been listening to it. I have not missed an episode. I've fallen behind at times, but I've caught up. Thankfully, we were in traffic going to the eclipse for about 78 hours, so I caught up on all the outstanding Bongino episodes that I hadn't listened to yet. And now I'm, current. But he's been saying this for a long time. Campaigns are snapshots and sound bites. It's the same kind of theme as the often used cliche, perception is reality. Optics, right? Good optics, bad optics. I always look good. Every optic is a good optic. Nobody does optics like I do. I do great. I have great eyes, optic. I'm a great. We always have great optics. Even if they want to say it's bad optics, it's great optics. Folks, the fact that this case is happening in New York and Donald Trump is not allowed to leave the courtroom, until the court, the case is over, the day is over. But he's got to be there. It just means he's allowed to go around New York, a place that he's very familiar with, a place that went to hell as soon as I left. It went to hell. He's allowed now he's going around New York, and there are a lot of positive optics, good optics, very good snapshots, very good sound bites, very good video clips for Trump coming out of these visits and, if you want to call them campaign stops, in New York. Unions, ladies and gentlemen, generally vote Democrat. It makes no sense. These are the blue collar workers, right? Construction workers. Teachers aren't blue collar work. They're, you know, different type of union. But, you know, plumbers and steam fitters and all these guys, these unions, they all, the Democrat Party panders to the union leadership and they always get the endorsement and it's a very powerful voting block for them. Folks, Donald Trump visited a construction workers union or some sort of job site today. And by the way, in what state? New York. I'm going to focus. We're going to focus on the optics, right? The optics. There was an article on, it was either Red State or Hot Air. I think it was hotair.com. And it mentioned that this may be a Pyrrhic victory for the Biden campaign, the Democrat Party. They may get their conviction. I'm not so sure of that because the case is so vague and obscure. But they may get their conviction. It's New York. It wouldn't shock me. And they may be able to say, Donald Trump was convicted of a crime. Oh, naughty, naughty. Whether or not it's overpeeled isn't going to, whether or not it's overturned on appeal isn't going to matter because the media will still say, well, you know, he was a formerly convicted, you know, they'll come up with a new term, right? But you have these cases now. Even if they get the conviction, that's not the court that they need to win in. You know what's more powerful than this courtroom in New York? The civil cases, the criminal cases. You know what's more powerful than the federal court? You know what's more powerful than Georgia state court? The court of public opinion. That's the only court that matters going into a presidential election. And the more and more they do this to Trump, the more they say he can't defend himself in the media, the more they say he can't go to Barron's graduation, the more they won't let him go and argue his or be present for the immunity arguments in front of the Supreme Court, the more they continue to essentially handcuff the guy, keep him off the campaign trail, the more Americans are realizing, you know, I don't really think what's happening to him is fair. And every day after court wraps up, he comes out, there are cameras, he speaks to the media, he's been on message. You know what it's starting to remind me of? The COVID press conferences. They're not as fun. These are not as fun. But these are good moments for Donald Trump, and he is tipping the court of opinion in his favor. And that's the only court that matters. On multiple issues, the criminal trials, the border, other campaign issues. So we have a lot of that. We're going to do a lot of that in the first three quarters, maybe even, of the show. We've got more developments out of the pro-Hamas protests in New York City. You know, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, she said she was fearing for her life on January 6th. And the protesters, they were clashing with the police. Okay. Just remember, you know, the Democrats, they were all about the Capitol Police, right? Brian Sicknick was killed on January 6th. He wasn't. Just that's not true. Okay? You see all of these, protesters are assaulting Capitol Police and D.C. Metro Police on January 6th. Terrible people. Okay? Just keep that in the back of our heads. We'll be able to show them why they don't actually believe that. Because the pro-Hamas protesters are doing the same thing in New York City. The same thing. Nasty what they're doing. Speaking of Hamas, we talked about this a couple days ago, and it's okay. You know, again, it's a slow time of year. We're trying to reach as many people as we can. It's April. It's not, you know, peak politics season. I get it. But it's gotten around a little bit on Instagram. Palestinian moderate ruling party, Fatah, remember them? They said that Hamas regularly steals aid from Palestinians in Gaza and regularly kills aid workers. Well, we have another example of that today. Now, I was told when Israel, and they made a mistake, when Israel accidentally killed aid workers for the global international kitchen aid work, and I said, that's a mistake. Israel's got to be more careful, for sure. Aid workers are there altruistically. They're trying to help people. They should not be coming under fire in a war. There should, you know, we got to take better care. 100%. But I was told, that's just an example. Israel doesn't care. They're committing genocide. Well, you know, there's a humanitarian pier being built in Gaza to deliver aid to Gaza. I wonder if Hamas would ever attack that. No. They would never do that because they care about the people of Palestine. Sure, we'll get to that. And real motivations, again, revealed for the Mar-a-Lago raid, the classified documents raid. Judge Cannon is unsealing documents and exposing the corruption and collusion between the Biden DOJ, Jack Smith, etc. That this is all a politically motivated witch hunt. And again, where do all roads lead? It's up there hanging on the wall. Spygate. Okay. Before we get to all that, I want to get to a word from our friends at switch2usa.com. Today's going to be a pretty good show, positive vibes, the court of public opinion. I'm just letting you know. And again, and I'm sure we're going to get the comment, but it's not going to matter. You know what I say? You know what? And unfortunately, on Thursdays, you can make those comments because I can't mock you in real time. It's not going to matter. Republicans only talk. I'll just mock you in the chat. Okay? It is going to matter. If you get Dragon, where's Dragon McGroin? I wish you, he doesn't have to do this. His head has been removed, except in football season. His head's not been removed. If you, the rest of you, it's all rigged. What does it matter? Remove your head from your asses. Take it out. It smells better out here. I can guarantee you. Remove it and say, oh, you know what? Yes, the odds are stacked against us, but we can win if we all focus on winning and not bitching and moaning. Get it? Got it? Good. Today's going to be a positive show. Trump is winning in the court of public opinion. Winning in the court of public opinion, the only court that matters. Before we get to all that, let's get to a word from our friends at switch2usa.com. That's the number two. Take a look.
We all want to make a difference in our country and make change, but we don't all have the ability to do so. A lot of people are busy. They can't join school boards. They can't get on borough council, but they can change where they shop. And it's just shopping. It's that simple.
We're going to link arms and we're going to shop right here at this American factory. They make the products and they're all natural and they're good for us and they're affordable. Everything's made here in the USA.
That is Switch. 2USA.com, the number two, switch to number 2USA.com. We have been talking about how the world has been going crazy with supply chain issues, record-setting inflation, and sky-high gas prices. Do you know the average price of gas in California right now? Trump said it today, is over $7 a gallon. Could you imagine that? Talk about sky-high gas, but the gas is too damn high. It's higher than Hunter. I got to tell you, that's pretty high. When you look at it, nobody gets higher than Hunter, except my poll numbers are higher than Hunter. But the gas is too damn high. Sky-high gas prices, record-setting inflation. We know the big box stores, they were allowed to stay open the whole time. While so many little guys, small business owners, and regular people were forced to close. The wealthiest on the planet became better off while mom and pop suffered. You know, the question is, what are we willing to do about it? How can our voices be heard? Well, you could vote with your dollars. That's how you make a difference. This is a call to action. Switch away from the big box conglomerates and shop factory direct at a family-owned, made-in-America manufacturer for all of your monthly consumables, toothpaste, shaving cream, laundry detergent, shampoo, healthy snacks, and now grass-fed beef, all delivered right to your door. Switch away from made in China and switch to made in the USA. It's one of the best ways to get around the crazy inflation. Shop with a family-owned company that puts their customers first rather than shareholders and corporate executives. I want you to join the parallel economy that has been formed. Join the massive sweep that is happening through Patriot Nation and decide today that you want to be a part of this movement to cut off their cash flow. Sign up. My friend Maria will give you a call back to enroll you. And then you can start shopping at this privately owned mom and pop. That is switch to number 2USA.com. Switch to USA.com. The number two. Switch the number 2USA.com. Next up, the LFA TV store, LFATV.us. You can get yourself one of those LFA TV flannels that I'm wearing. It's an amazing thing. It feels great. It looks so good on me. It's going to look better on me than it does on you, but that's because I'm the king of flannels. So don't feel bad. And you're like, oh, it looks a lot better on Sean than it does on me. Don't feel bad. The odds are stacked against you. I wear flannels. I look good in them. You'll look good in them too. Just not as good. I can promise you that. But you'll love them. I can promise you that as well. LFA TV store. Get the flannels. Tag me in social media. I think I look better. I'll tag you in another one. I'll say you don't. But it's a good try. LFATV.us. Click on that store tab, whether you're a lady or a dude or maybe one of those people who just don't know. Get yourself an LFA TV flannel today on the LFA TV store. You got the red one like the one I'm wearing right now. Looks tremendous on me. It really does look great. You also have the overstock list, $10 or less. The overstock list at the LFA TV store located at lfatv.us or jeremyherrell.com/store. Ladies and gentlemen, please hit the thumbs up button for us. That's the like button. If you have an error message when you try to do that, it's probably because you don't have a Rumble account, which is silly at this point to not have one. This is the best platform on the internet for free speech. So it's the best one, okay? I don't know anybody whose Rumble account has been banned yet, right? You got to do something real bad. All right, the Nunn Report got suspended on Twitter for doing nothing, but he has a great Rumble channel, Nunn Report. Follow him. Rumble's the best platform for free speech. Why wouldn't you want to support them by making a free account? Make that account. Hit that thumbs up button. Brennan stabs anybody who doesn't hit the like button. She's been like hunting down hundreds of you right now because there's usually 1,500 people who watch and only 500 people hit the like button. I don't understand what's going on. So hit the thumbs up button for us. Share this with your friends. Donald Trump is winning in the only court that matters, right? The other courts matter, but the court that matters the most when it comes to election time is the court of public opinion. And when I say the court of public opinion, we talk about optics. You talk about Bongino's snapshots and sound bites. I want to frame something for you, right? If Donald Trump, Brennan, think about this. If Donald Trump went to, let's say, I don't know, Alabama, okay? That's a state that he always wins pretty comfortably. Okay. And he spoke to a crowd of people who were really, really excited. And you're like, look at how many people love Trump. What's the easy argument to debunk that? It's Alabama, right? It's a state that's a red state. He's going to win it by 30, 40 points. So it's not really proving anything. When he goes to a state like New York, is New York a red state? You lived there for 8 months or so. Was it a red state? No, it was a blue, very blue in many meanings of the word. Blue politically and blue like life sucks in New York, right? It's terrible. It's depressing. So it's a blue state. It's not a state where, not to say there's no Trump supporters in New York. There's a lot.
There was a lot.
There's a ton, right? Same with California. There's a ton, but there are more Democrats. But I'm from New York. So I know that there are a lot of Trump supporters there. I ran an organization, right? I knew that there were a lot of Trump supporters there. We found tens of thousands of them on Long Island. There are a lot. And I know, you know, Dr. Cordy Williams, he ran an organization in California. There's a lot of Trump supporters there. But if you're not from those states, you wouldn't think that it's possible to find 10,000 Trump supporters to come join a car rally right on Long Island. You wouldn't think so. So when Donald Trump visits a bodega in Harlem and there's a crowd of people screaming about, we love you, and the kids are, we love Trump, it's great. People from, let's say, Michigan or Pennsylvania or Arizona or Georgia are going, holy cow. They're not thinking about what the law of averages would be and, oh, there's bound to be some people who like him. They're looking at it going, whoa, Donald Trump is in New York, and look at all the support he has in New York, right? Because it's not a crowd of hecklers. It was a crowd of people who were excited about him. That's the optics that I'm talking about right now, okay? I hope that makes sense. Donald Trump, this is, we're going to very, very like base level stuff, because you understand there's Trump supporters everywhere, right? You get it. Some of you are from New York. A lot of you are watching, followed since the Loud Majority days. Great. Love you, love New York, love Long Island, love all the people still fighting the good fight. It's great. Okay, I respect the hell out of anybody who's still fighting there. I do, because it's hard. It really is. It's not easy. It's not easy. Okay? I'm of the opinion now, if you have the ability to get out, get out. But if you want to stay back and fight, I'm not going to tell you not to. I'm not. Because of this, right? You look base level. You are expecting somebody in Arizona. You are not expecting to see scenes coming out of New York City with massive support for Donald Trump. You're not expecting to see that. You're expecting to see him walking down the streets of New York City and the Secret Service intercepting fruits and rotten tomatoes that they're throwing at him. You're expecting to see people rioting to tell him to go away. You're not seeing that. You're just not. Donald Trump made an appearance at either a job site, I think it was a construction site in New York City today. And it was surrounded, it was flooded with construction workers and union members, very important, chanting USA in support of Donald Trump in New York City. This is not supposed to happen. Now, you may be going, but Sean, you said he's not going to flip New York. Ladies and gentlemen, he's not. I don't think he is. But this is not about flipping New York. Obviously, Donald Trump can win the election without winning New York. He needs, you know, Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Arizona, Georgia, a combination of a couple. Not all of them, but a combination of a few of them, right? The fact of the matter is, a voter in Pennsylvania that neighbors New York, a voter in Georgia, a voter in Michigan, a voter in Arizona who's on the fence, sees images, videos, snapshots, sound bites of massive support for Donald Trump coming out of New York. What are they saying? Oh, he's not that bad after all. That is the court of public opinion that matters. So while he may not flip New York, and I don't think he's going to, I really don't. Is he going to be close? Will it be closer than normal? Maybe. It's possible. Can he flip it? Sure. Anything's possible. Will he? I don't think so. I don't think so. Okay? But those scenes coming out of New York do more than just energize New Yorkers. They speak to people across the country. Your middle-of-the-road voter who turns on Fox News, turns on CNN, and sees these, you know, comments. Or maybe they're not watching the mainstream media. Maybe they're on Twitter. And they see these crowds of people in New York supporting Donald Trump. They're going, well, if he has that support in New York, let me think, why shouldn't I vote for him if New Yorkers support Donald Trump? They're not thinking, maybe, going, well, those are probably just people who support him, but there's a ton of people who don't support him. They're saying, we shouldn't be seeing scenes like this coming out of New York. That's significant. I hope that makes sense. So let me show you one of these scenes coming out of New York now. These union workers in New York City. New York City, you are not, look, the Democrats don't want these images getting out. This is the point. The Democrats don't want this type of content getting out. They don't want swing state voters outside of the New York area, right? Seeing support for Trump in New York because it may influence them to go ahead and support Donald Trump as well. Have you ever heard of the Fuji effect? It's an old sales thing. F-U-J-I. F is fear of loss. U is urgency. J is the Joneses. And I is impulse. Fear of loss is you buy a product because you are afraid of losing the deal that's being presented to you. Urgency is you want that product now because you like certain features about it. Joneses, or keeping up with the Joneses, is, well, those people have it, those people like it, so I should like it too. Peer pressure type deal. And impulse is all of those items factored together, saying, all right, well, I don't want to lose it. I do like the product. The other people like the product, so I'm going to go do it. Fuji, right? It's an awesome sales technique if you know how to use it. I happen to have used it very well. I didn't do fear of loss with people, but I did urgency, Joneses, and impulse. I didn't like to say, if you don't do it now. That's kind of slimy. But the other ones, I would do that. The Democrats don't want content like this getting out because it shows people that there is support for Donald Trump in New York, and it may influence what other voters in swing states do in the 2024 election. Specifically, a voting bloc that has been very loyal to Democrats, being the unions. Take a look at this.
USA!
Folks, that is very significant there. That scene is extremely, that's not like, you know, cheers mixed with boos. That's a large crowd of hard hat wearing, you know, hardworking union workers in New York City chanting USA because Donald Trump, a presidential candidate, is about to speak to them and appear at their job site. The Democrats don't want that out. Now, what do we do when the Democrats don't want something out? We share it. That's got to go everywhere, and it has. It's made the rounds all over the place. The Democrats don't want that getting out. And you know what they really don't want getting out is what this headline summarizes here. The leader of the union that those folks that I just showed you belong to trashed the Democrat Party. Now, I want you to put all of these ingredients together in your head and bake this cake. Donald Trump is in New York, a state that he is not that popular in statewide in terms of polling, Democrats versus Republicans, etc., right? Not to say there's not a lot of supporters there, but he's not as popular there. His approval rating in New York and, you know, how it generally votes, he's not as popular there, right? So here's the ingredients. We're going to make the cake right now. Donald Trump is in New York, a state that traditionally votes Democrat heavily, right? He's appearing in front of union workers, a demographic that votes Democrat heavily. And the leader of the union is coming out and expressing extreme displeasure with the Democrat Party. Take a look at this.
In the past, we are basically Democrats, all of us. And after what's happened the last 4 years in this country, Democrats are basically pushing everybody to the other side. We're a very patriotic group, and we love our country, and we want the best for America. We are tired of immigration. We're tired of our tax dollars going to immigration. We're tired of the crime. We need to put a handle on things in this country and bring it back to how it should be.
I put out a poll in my union. President Trump is leading Joe Biden 3-1 on my presidential poll out of my 9,000 members right now. We are very tired of the situation with groceries, inflation, gas prices, illegal immigration, crime. We're living it.
Donald Trump is winning in the court of public opinion. That's what that means. He said in the beginning of that clip, you heard it. You heard it. We are basically all Democrats. And then he polled his union, and the members came back and supported Trump 3-1. 3-1. If Joe Biden starts losing union endorsements, do you know how bad that's going to be for him in the 2024 election? You know how bad that's going to be? The Democrats can always rely on unions to bring a large percentage, you know, a decent portion of votes. It doesn't sound now. Look, he hasn't made his endorsement yet. And he said later in a Fox News interview that I saw today that before he makes any endorsement, he's going to put out a larger poll. But I have a feeling it's going to return the same type of result. Maybe not 3-1, even if it's 2-1. And again, these are the optics I want you to understand. This is why confining Donald Trump to New York may actually backfire on the Democrats. Because Trump went to Harlem, he was cheered. Trump went to a job site, construction workers, union members, and he was cheered. The Democrats, the worst thing that could happen to them right now is that clips like this keep coming out of, because think about this, right? Donald Trump would not be spending this much time in New York if he didn't have to be in court. He even said as much. He said, I should be in Georgia. I should be in Georgia right now, confronting the beast of the Southeast, Stacey Abrams. I should be in Georgia. I should be in Arizona right now. I should be going to the border, looking at all the bad hombres. He said himself he should be out campaigning. Michigan, Georgia, Arizona, Pennsylvania, right? Why is he in New York? Because the Democrats, Alvin Bragg, this ridiculous judge, they're confining him to New York. They're making him stay there. So what's he doing? He's going out to Harlem, traditionally votes very, very heavily in favor of Democrats. He's visiting union workers who traditionally vote very, very heavily in favor of Democrats. And he's being met with very, very massive support, enthusiastic support from those groups of people that usually A, wouldn't be seeing him in an election year because he's not going to campaign in New York, and B, don't traditionally vote Republican or stray from the Democrat Party. But it is happening. This is bad for the Democrats, ladies and gentlemen. This is really bad for them. These optics have the ability and the potential to influence the actual swing state voters. So while Donald Trump isn't in Michigan, while Donald Trump isn't in Pennsylvania, while Donald Trump isn't in Georgia, while Donald Trump isn't in Arizona, the optics, these massive crowds with enthusiastic support coming out of New York, where many people in those states that I just mentioned would think they would never see a scene like that, that's getting around. That's changing minds. That's influencing decisions. And that is something right now that you can take with you and say, look at the support that Donald Trump is getting in New York. If he's getting support like that in a place like New York, he'll get it in Michigan. He'll get it in Arizona. He'll get it in Pennsylvania. He'll get it in Wisconsin. And he'll get it in Georgia. That's why these optics, that's why these union workers chanting USA like this.
USA!
That's why the Democrats are terrified of clips, videos, snapshots, sound bites, etc., content getting out with enthusiastic support and scenes of enthusiastic support from New York. So they've confined him to New York. And as Donald Trump normally does, he's spinning it and throwing it right back in their faces and making them regret this decision. This cannot be understated. The ability of this to influence voters out of state that see these clips. They will be saying, well, if he's getting that support in New York, they think New York hates him. Well, does New York really hate him? Wow. Man, maybe they don't really hate him. It would be a lot different if this was happening even in front of the Miami courthouse. Well, Florida, they vote overwhelmingly Republican now. New York. It's insane. The ability of this to change minds, it cannot be understated. All right. I don't want to spend too much time on that. We have a story that supports, by the way, that theory coming up on the other side of this break. A word from our sponsors over at Cozy Earth. I've seen a lot of ads for them lately. This is great, Cozy Earth. And a lot of people will look at it and say, I don't know. I've heard about all this, luxury thing, and it's never what it's cracked up to be. Ladies and gentlemen, Cozy Earth is the exception to that rule. 100% exception to that rule. Let me tell you a little bit about Cozy Earth. If you have been asked, how did you sleep last night? And you answered, not so great, or you answered, all right, or you answered, don't ask. You're not alone. One out of every three Americans report being sleep deprived, and your sheets could be the problem. The wrong sheets can trap body heat, leaving you boiling 1 minute and freezing the next. The solution is Cozy Earth bedding. I can tell you right now, you lay in a sheet that traps the body heat, you start sweating. You pull the sheet off. Now, because you've been sweating, you become freezing. And it's a back and forth battle all night. Next thing you know, it's 5 a.m. You haven't slept a minute because you don't have Cozy Earth sheets. That's why. Look, Cozy Earth has been amazing. We've had great experiences with it. We love the fact that the sheets are soft and luxurious. They've made a huge difference in my sleep, and they've made a huge difference in how I feel. Cozy Earth is life-changing luxury. Their best-selling bamboo sheet set is made from 100% premium viscose from bamboo, which makes them naturally temperature-regulating and breathable, so you will sleep more comfortably all year round. The sheets are uniquely soft and only get softer with every single wash. Cozy Earth also comes with a 100-night sleep trial, which means you have up to 100 nights to sleep on them, wash them, try them out, and if you're not completely in love with the sheets, return them within those 100 days for a full refund. All of their products include a 10-year warranty against defects, and whether it's their luxury bedding, ultra comfortable loungewear, plush bath towels, and more, you will love shopping at Cozy Earth. Now, if you've never tried Cozy Earth, I've got amazing news for you. You can save up to 35% off of all Cozy Earth products right now, but this is not going to last forever. Head over to CozyEarth.com, enter the promo code LFA, that's Lima Foxtrot Alpha at checkout, to save up to 35% off at CozyEarth.com. That is CozyEarth.com, promo code LFA, CozyEarth.com, promo code Lima Foxtrot Alpha for up to 35% off. CozyEarth.com, promo code LFA. All right, let's move along here, folks, because if you think I'm making maybe a little too much, all right, we get it. He showed up in front of union workers, and, you know, it's not as big as you think it is, and, yeah, you know, that's only one piece of evidence. Is the tide really turning? I'm sure there's negative comments out there. I'll be busting your chops in the chat if I see it, because I don't like it, because it helps nobody, right? Don't be the guy on the baseball team who's pouting all game long. The pitcher throws too hard, the strike zone, blah, blah, blah. Swing the bat, put the ball in play, and let's try and win by all means possible, okay? That's my thought process there. If you think, all right, the clips coming out of New York, they're significant, but they're not that significant. Or you're saying, well, is there any other evidence that the tide is starting to shift, that Donald Trump is winning in the court of public opinion? I've got great news for you. The answer, of course, is yes. That's why the show is titled the way it is, okay? A majority of those polled, majority, meaning over 50%, a majority of those polled believe and support deportations, Donald Trump's plan for mass deportations. You heard the union president, right? Or the union leader. I'm not sure if he's the president, but the union leader saying we're tired of immigration. We're tired of our tax money going to immigration. And you also heard him say what? That him and his members of his union are all essentially Democrats, but they're tired of immigration. That leads me to this. Yes. Yes, the sentiment is shifting. The tide is turning. Nearly half of Democrats would support, nearly half of what? Democrats would support Donald Trump's plan for mass deportations during his second presidential term, according to new polling data. All right. All right. Now the next question, because you know how I am. Whenever I see a favorable story, this is just the way I am, and I'm a pain in the butt about it, I try and find every reason as to why that story is not true. Every time. Because I don't want to just fall for things or get excited about things because I like the way they sound. I want to make sure that what I'm believing in isn't false. It's not false hope. You understand what I'm saying? So when I hear that, you know, Adam Schiff has been thrown in Gitmo, I'm not going to be like, yay, some Q freak said Adam Schiff's in Gitmo. We're winning. I know it's not true because I saw him yesterday on TV, you know, with his bug eyes and his watermelon head. I'm like, all right, so clearly that's not what's going on. So when I see polls, you know that I always talk about this. Polling has, every polling firm has a bias. All right, Rasmussen, Trafalgar, McLaughlin Associates, they are all good pollsters. They tend to have a bias towards the right. Harris, Harvard, you know, NPR polls, NBC News, Emerson College, Quinnipiac, Monmouth, these polls, USA Today, they tend to skew to the left, right? So we look at a poll like this, we say, all right, this is good, base level, it's good. Who did the poll? The poll was conducted by Axios, no friend of Donald Trump's, in partner with Harris, that found 51% of the American public would support the plan, including 42% of Democrats, 68% of Republicans, and 46% of Independents. A majority of Americans now support the mass deportation idea and proposal from Donald Trump. Is that significant? Would you consider that significant? Because I would. Because the left, for years, has used that talking point against Donald Trump, right? He's going to deport the brown people. He's going to round up Latinos and send them back to Mexico, right? They've been saying that. If you see a growing number of Americans supporting mass deportations, the proposal for mass deportations because of the border invasion, if that number has now grown to a majority of Americans, including a very large portion of Democrats polled by a pollster that is not friendly to the right. That means that the talking point that Donald Trump hates Latinos, Donald Trump is racist, Donald Trump's going to deport you if you're brown, that means it's falling flat, ladies and gentlemen. That means people don't care because they understand how serious this border invasion actually is. Remember when Jen Psaki, Rachel Madcow, Joy Reid on MSNBC were laughing? Oh, the voters of Virginia. Well, they border West Virginia. That's why they feel this way about immigration. Laughing about it? No, folks, it's a problem. And the problem is reaching more people. People are starting to see what it actually is causing. You now have a majority of Americans in favor of the mass deportations of illegal immigrants. Donald Trump's plan when he becomes the president of the United States if he wins the 2024 election. And you look at that and you say, that is what? Significant. You pair that with the scenes that I showed you out of New York, union workers coming out in overwhelming support, with overwhelming support for Donald Trump. People in front of a bodega in Harlem, overwhelmingly, enthusiastically supporting Donald Trump. Let's take the Harlem bodega support, the union workers support, and now a majority of Americans supporting Donald Trump's plan for mass deportations if he becomes the next president. And you're talking about major, major influencing factors in the court of public opinion, the only court that matters, that are right now favorable for Donald Trump. Don't even look at other polling numbers like approval rating or what does a head-to-head matchup look like. These issue-based indicators are extremely significant. Extremely significant. When you look at the mass deportation idea, that's an idea that many would consider, I like it, but I would consider it controversial because the left can spin it and weaponize it and make, you know, brown people feel like they're going to get sent somewhere. But it's not working. Even 42% of Democrats now are in support of mass deportations. Why? Why? Because it's impacting them. Because it's impacting them. What's one of my favorite phrases on the show? Ain't no fun. Ain't no fun when the rabbit's got the gun, right? Ain't no fun when the rabbit's got the gun. The rabbit has got the gun. You had the Los Angeles mayor, Karen Bass, her house was broken into while she was inside. You're seeing crime out of control in these blue states and blue cities. And it's happening a lot in swing states. So you hear about a majority of Americans supporting mass deportations. You're going, well, that's interesting. Something must be going on. This must be impacting more people than it ever has in the past. Yes, it is. Here we go. Here's your illegal alien bad hombre of the day. A Mexican illegal immigrant has been charged with sexual assault of minor girls, plural, during a Michigan home invasion. Okay, here we go. Party of tolerance, right? They're just coming for a better life. Okay, the Statue of Liberty. Give us your tired, your needy, your poor, right? The Bucktooth Bandit, Kathy Hochul. Hernandez Ruiz legally entered the United States with a temporary work permit, but remained in the country long after it expired in December of 2021. Who was the president in 2021? Oh, Joe Biden. That's right. Yes, that's right. Okay. A 25-year-old illegal immigrant has been hit with a slew of charges after allegedly breaking into a Michigan home and sexually assaulting two girls last month. Miguel Hernandez Ruiz, a Mexican national, was charged with first-degree home invasion and two counts of first-degree criminal sexual conduct with a person under the age of 13. You know, sometimes, and I'm not saying this makes it any better, sometimes you hear about a minor being assaulted and it's a 17-year-old who's going to be 18 in a few weeks. No excuse, shouldn't be happening. But when it's somebody under the age of 13, that's a lot worse, isn't it? According to Wood TV, the incident took place on March 20th at the Sweet Lake Manufactured Housing and Camping Resort community just outside of Sturgis, a town 45 miles south of Kalamazoo. That day, deputies with the St. Joseph County Sheriff's Office made their way to the resort following reports that a man had forced his way into one of the homes in the complex. Upon arrival, they learned that in addition to the home invasion, two young girls had been sexually assaulted. But don't worry, folks. He wants a better life. You can't send him home. It's not a nice thing to do. Well, neither is breaking into somebody's home and sexually assaulting minors. That's not a good thing to do either. And so when you break the law, as the Democrats say, nobody is above the law, he's got to go. He's got to go. Adios, bad hombre. Goodbye, bad hombre. Leave. Go home. Go away. Get out of our country if you're going to be assaulting girls under the age of 13. And by the way, even if you're assaulting adults, sexually assaulting adults, no, you can't stay here either. Goodbye. Goodbye. Adios. That's why a majority support these mass deportations. Because they're seeing these crimes. They're seeing the overwhelmingly negative impact of illegal immigration in their towns, on their blocks, in their schools, in their lives. The Democrats said, no. The immigrants are going to help us. No, it's not happening. It's straining us to death. And people are, you know, they're the victims of these violent crimes. They're growing by the day. It's not helping anybody. Now, remember AOC? Remember that dip? Can't stand her. That bimbo. She's just an idiot, right? She's a moron. We call her low IQ AOC. Let me refresh your memory on what she said about these protests in Colombia. Take a look.
It is especially important that we remember the power of young people shaping this country today, of all days, as we once again witness the leadership of those peaceful student-led protests on campuses like Columbia, Yale, Berkeley, and many others.
Peaceful, she said. Peaceful. Okay. We know what the Democrats mean by peaceful, too, by the way. Remember, fiery, but mostly peaceful. That was like the guy outside of the courthouse. He was fiery, but mostly peaceful. Now I think he's at complete peace because he's dead. That's what happens when you light yourself on fire. Don't make fun of him. He was mentally disturbed. You know what? You lit yourself on fire. I think you have that coming to you. I'm going to make fun of him. He was a deranged leftist. He thought he was going to make a point by setting himself ablaze. It didn't happen. I just laughed at him. That's not a nice thing to say. Well, you know what? I'm sometimes, many occasions, not very nice. Okay. Peaceful student-led protests, right? Peaceful. Would you say that attacking police officers is a peaceful thing to do? No. Not at all. Matter of fact, one of the things the Democrats say about January 6th is that the rioters attacked the cops. Okay. Why don't you take a look at this scene out of New York City? Hamas protesters, pro-Hamas protesters. Why do I call them pro-Hamas protesters? Because they say they're pro-Hamas protesters. Remember, we are all Hamas. Long live Hamas. Those aren't my words. Those are their words, right? No, they're pro-Palestine protesters, right? What is pro-Palestine? What does free Palestine mean, according to them? Oh, that's right. Freedom for Palestine equals death to America. Those are their words as well. Not my words. Take a look at this scene out of New York City. The peaceful student-led protesters. Look at this altercation, this encounter with police. Does this look peaceful to you?
Move back! pig!
Fuck you, pigs!
That's illegal! You can't do that! That's illegal! You're breaking the law! They're breaking the law!
Well, you get the idea. Was that peaceful? You're kidnapping somebody? Police take people into custody all the time. That's not kidnapping. If somebody was breaking the law and the police decided to take that person into custody, that's called doing their job. That's keeping people safe. If you don't want to be taken into custody by police, don't break the law. It's very simple. That scene from Liar Liar. Stop breaking the law, asshole! It's that simple. Just watch the movie. You'll get it. That wasn't peaceful, AOC. They're calling the cops pigs. That's happening, by the way, that's in New York. So now there's two bad optics in terms of the Democrats from New York. One, a large group of union workers who support Trump. And two, they're pro-Hamas party hijackers who are attacking cops. Here we go again. But I think a lot more people are waking up because why? What did I say earlier in the week? Rallying, the same type of scenes took place in 2020, right? What's the difference? The BLM protesters did it. They were rallying around an idea that is more attractive to the normal American, right? Black Lives Matter. It sounds like a nice civil rights cause, right? Free Palestine, meaning death to America. That's not an idea that a lot of middle ground, fence-sitting American voters are going to get behind. This is not going to have the same effect that the BLM riots had. Because all you heard was Black Lives Matter. Again, it sounded like a civil rights movement. This is not that. This is disgusting. This is anti-Semitism. You're seeing them hurling insults and objects and, abusing Jews, calling for the death to the United States, down with the USA, death to America, attacking cops. It's not going to look good for them, folks. Not at all. Last up is this story, right? Israel was condemned, singled out, humiliated on the world stage for they were attacking some Hamas activity in Rafah, and they accidentally killed an aid worker or multiple aid workers, delivering humanitarian aid to Palestinians in Gaza. And I said, Israel needs to be more careful. For sure. We don't want to see these people getting hurt. Not at all. Aid workers should not be getting hurt. Okay? Be more careful. That's fine. I'm okay with that criticism. Israel's not perfect. They made a mistake. Fine. But the world went nuts. Oh, this is evidence of the genocide. They don't care. They're just killing people. Okay? It was all over aid workers, humanitarian aid, Gaza, Palestinians, right? The whole thing. Well, here we go. There's a pier being constructed out over by Gaza, right? To deliver humanitarian aid to the Palestinians. And this article on Red State by Strife. Hamas terrorists in Gaza fired mortar rounds at the construction work underway for the, quote, temporary pier in the Mediterranean on the coast of Gaza promised by Joe Biden in his State of the Union address. So Hamas is now attacking the means by which humanitarian aid would be delivered to Gaza. Where is the United Nations? Where's the left saying, oh, they're targeting aid workers? They're going to prevent Palestinians from getting aid. Where are you guys? Where are you guys? I thought Hamas was humane. I thought this was, Israel was the big bad boogeyman. Where are you guys now that Hamas, the Palestinians' ruling party, has even said that Hamas has been targeting aid workers, killing aid workers and stealing aid. Now we find out that they're launching mortars at construction workers building a pier that is meant to bring in more aid to Gaza because you guys can't stop calling it a genocide. Hamas is trying to shut that down. Where's the condemnation? Where's the United Nations? Oh, we have a resolution, censuring and condemning it. Where is it? Nowhere. You are all a bunch of filthy, disgusting people who have no interest other than attacking Israel because they are the Jewish state. That's it. I don't do identity politics, but I find it very weird that anytime they make a mistake, everyone wants to say it's intentional. But then when Hamas intentionally fires mortars at a construction project that is meant to deliver aid to Gaza, we don't hear anything about it. Such nonsense. All right. I don't have time to get to the court stuff, so we'll get to that tomorrow. The Trump court documents. We got to get to OFP Farms. They are a family-owned and operated goat farm producing quality goat milk products for everyday use. Soaps, lotions, lip balms, all natural pain relief and beard products. Now, you may be asking why goat milk? And that's because goat milk is packed naturally with essential vitamins that help to heal skin and promote regrowth of dead skin cells damaged by everyday life, harsh chemicals, and exposure to the elements. Every product is made with premium ingredients in small batches to maintain quality. OFP Farms is a patriotic, America first, God-fearing, small family farm that creates, produces, and ships everything from their farm. And right now, they are celebrating moms with an exclusive Mother's Day garden gift box. Look at this bad boy right here. It is amazing. It's a great gift for mom on Mother's Day. This luxurious collection is a tribute to express love and appreciation, crafted to bring joy and comfort to the amazing women in your life. Be sure to visit their website at ofpfarms.com and browse their selection of products perfect for Mother's Day and every day. And don't forget to use your promo code LFA, ofpfarms.com, promo code LFA for 20% off at ofpfarms.com, 20% off at checkout. Mother's Day gift box, limited time only, 20%. Usually it's 15%. They're giving you that extra 5. Don't miss out on that great deal. ofpfarms.com, promo code LFA for 20% off. ofpfarms.com, promo code Lima, Foxtrot Alpha for 20% off. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for watching and listening as always today. It's been fun hanging with you in the chat. We always appreciate you guys being here, keeping it lively. Make sure you share this out with your friends. The optics are great for Trump right now, folks. Even if he loses this case and then he wins on appeal, the optics are great. There is support coming from areas in the country that other people do not think would be supporting Donald Trump. And that is more significant than I can even put into words. Thank you so much for watching and listening today. Hit that thumbs up button on the way out. You got Will Johnson coming up next with Culture Wars at 6 p.m. Based America with Drew Hernandez at 7. And Stone Zone, the great Roger Stone, at 8 p.m. Eastern. As President Trump says, we will never give up. We will never give in. And we will never, ever surrender. And if all else fails, we will just become ungovernable. Thank you. God bless you. God bless this one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. I want all of you to have a great rest of your Thursday. Hope you enjoyed the segment on Newsmax. Remember to head over to the website, farishmedia.com. Check out the custom messages that we have to offer there for you, a loved one, your business, etc. We have a great time with those. Sign up for the email list. We're very close on finding a good service that we're going to be able to start making those emails. We're not going to bother you, go crazy, but we're going to send out some emails, keep you updated, maybe send you some content, etc. Sign up for our podcast as well. It's totally free. It's the audio version of this show. Open up your podcasting app, search for Ungoverned, and make sure that you are subscribed, following this channel. It's free as well. Rumble.com/LFATV. Hit the thumbs up button on the way out. Leave a comment under the video today. I'll try to respond to a few of them every day. And have a great rest of your day. We can't wait to be back here tomorrow, Friday, for calls. We'll be doing locals tomorrow night as well. SeanFarish.locals.com/support. It's only $5 a month. It helps us more than you know. Thank you so much for watching and listening. We'll see you tomorrow evening.